100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, LH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1alvin. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. I think I'm going to title this one Randomness and Simplicity. I was thinking about what I wanted to offer the world in my podcast today, and I really could not come up with something like super profound or something that I really haven't covered recently. So it brought me back to just simple lifestyle philosophy. If you have the right personality type, you will value having a very simple lifestyle philosophy. When I say right, I don't necessarily mean like absolute correct. What I mean is a mentality or a personality style that is correct for having such a life. In the maturity of my age, I really have come to the understanding that people and personalities make the life go round. That range from perhaps the extremely conservative all the way to the extremely liberal, to the point of the tensions and the conflicts between those extremes is what gives life its variety. I tend to lean more towards I'm center conservative. I like things with a specific order, although ironically in some parts of my life it doesn't reflect that order, which is why I'm center conservative instead of full conservative. But what I have found that has worked, has been effective for me at this point, is living by the understanding that less becomes more, and also that what else? Mostly that less becomes more. And what I mean by that is that life has a way of putting all this stuff into it as you just live. These different obligations, these different understandings, these different requirements, whatever you want to call them. Over time, you have to go back in and declutter. You have to reflect on what all these different things are, in different directions are these things pulling you. And are they pulling you into a direction that you want to go? And when you do that, then you start to decouple or delink those things that no longer serve you. and you get into a better flow in your life. Because you start to either remove yourself from them obligations or remove yourself from the burdens of those obligations. And then sometimes, of course, on the opposite end of things, there are some obligations. There are some things that you need to take on in order to move forward. And the power is in the wisdom and knowing when to do those things. To run that fine line between excitement and contentment. When you find that fine line, when you find that balance, life becomes this strong flow to you, to a point to where you stay winning and you're able possibly to help other people find that fine tune for their life as well. But I wanted to touch very, very briefly on that randomness and simplicity and the development of your own personal life's philosophy. So that if you have the personality type to handle it, you're not tossed back and forth constantly by the whims of life or the whims of other people's lives, because it helps you to screen and keep people who are more beneficial than non-beneficial in your life, and who can reflect what you give, which is a very important thing as well. I guess the only other thing in this randomness is just talk about the new year and same cycles that we do, plans and strategies in order to get what we want, how we want, even in highly unpredictable times. And the only answer I could really give to that, especially in unpredictable times, is to simply take it a day at a time. I find myself oftentimes running my day like it's, I don't know, episode of a series. I find myself observing more of my day more than trying to make a lot of things happen. And it works for me. Things tend to play out in ways, or if they play out in adverse ways, the resolutions seem to come after a little thought, reflection, oftentimes rest, especially when it's something that you don't have immediately control over. Resting, reflecting, and eventually allowing the answers to come to you, especially when you have a core focus on what you really want in our life. That has been very helpful for me as well. Let's see what else. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna give you guys like a super short and sweet one. Nothing really major that I want to touch on this week, which is a great thing. It is, I believe it's a hallmark to having a clear mind. Well, you basically, through your process, have decluttered a lot, and you don't have to keep on ruminating on the same subjects again because you got a workable model for them. And I realize a lot of people don't achieve that either because they still haven't resolved conflicting beliefs and desires within themselves, and they're trying to honestly make certain things work that do not work together. Like you want in the sexual politics realm, you want faithfulness, but you can't be trusted to hold a cup of water. You know, so something crazy like that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, I'll check you out again. This has been Real Talk with AH3, working on some sound issues with my engineer guy. It's not really any one of us a fault, just more of a technical issues. But hopefully I can have a sound back to match my podcast. And again, mailbox is definitely open. And you could always email me at realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. And also you can connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com. Purposed One Alvin III. Again, it's facebook.com. Purposed One Alvin III. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, peace.
100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest
independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store. Yeah.